today's reading. Good afternoon. This is Design Commission for the 20th of August, 2020. The Commission's hearings room, room 2500B at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, is closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, under Portland City Code and state law, the Portland Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. Members of the Design Commission and city staff are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is also invited to participate remotely and can provide testimony and comment during today's hearing. The Design Commission is taking these steps as a result of the need to limit in-person contact and promote physical distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic is a threat to our public health, safety, and welfare, and is the reason we are meeting remotely by electronic communications. Thanks to everyone for being patient, flexible, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. Let's begin with introductions. First, Bureau of Development Services staff, after you introduce yourself, as we have established, it's customary to then call on the next person who will introduce themselves. Let's begin today with Stacy Monroe.
Good afternoon, Stacy Monroe, BDS Design Historic Review Team. I will pass it on to other staff. Ben?
Ben Nielsen, BDS Design and Historic Review. Grace?
Grace Jeffries, Design and Historic Resource Review. Back to you. Laura.
Laura Duvall, Hearings Clerk. Brian?
Brian Tierney, Hearings Clerk.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And then commissioners, beginning with Commissioner McCarter.
Brian McCarter, Design Commission. Don?
Don Vallister, Design Commission. Commissioner Robinson.
Chandra Robinson, Design Commission. Who else? Zeri.
Zeri Santner, Design Commissioner. Is Jessica in?
No, not today.
Not today. Sam Rodriguez.
Sam Rodriguez, Design Commissioner, and Julie.
Excellent. And Julie Livingston, also Design Commissioner. And as Zeri noted, Commissioner Rodriguez, or sorry, Commissioner Molinar is not with us today. Design Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of the particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda, we have five items on our agenda today. We will begin with items of interest, generally very brief. We will move almost immediately to our first Type 3 land use review. It is LU20-111860DZM, the Northbound 30 Collaborative. This is a return hearing. We will spend about an hour on the Northbound 30 Collaborative. We will then move to the continuation of a Type 2 appeal. That is LU19-244401DZM, a new multi-dwelling residential building at North Montana and Jessup. We should begin that case at approximately 2:45, and because it is also a return, it is a continuation, we will spend about an hour on that case. We will then move to our third Type 3 land use review, LU19-261508DZM. That is Analog, a new multi-residential building in Lloyd. Also a return. We should begin that at about 3:55, and we will spend about 30 minutes on that project. And our fifth and final item today, beginning at about 4:35, is LU19-246279CCMPAD. The USPS Broadway Corridor Master Plan, also a return, also a Type 3. And we have a very short period of time on the agenda for that case today. I will chair the first two Type 3 returns, and Commissioner Sam Rodriguez will take the second two. So we are beginning with type threes, and these are all returns, and so the procedure that I'm about to read will be modified because we do not have to follow, so much of this information has already been presented, and we do not need to revisit topics that have already been discussed and material that has already been presented. But typically, the process looks like this. The planner begins by showing slides of the site and surrounding area and presents a report which includes the applicant's proposal, the applicable approval criteria, findings, and information on letters received on that request. Typically takes about 5 minutes. The applicant then has 20 minutes to present their proposal. We then bounce back to the planner, who shows slides presenting issues or topics for commission's consideration that are relevant to the approval criteria and are included in the staff report. Findings and a recommendation to approve or deny the request, typically about 5 minutes for the planner to wrap up. Commission then has an opportunity to ask questions of the planner and the applicant, and following questions, we proceed to public testimony. First, testimony in favor of the proposal, followed by testimony in opposition to the proposal. Depending on the number of people who wish to participate in testimony, we may limit testimony to as little as 2 minutes per person, with 3 minutes for representatives of neighborhood associations. And that is because we always have a time limit on a given agenda item. Public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the testifier believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and have been identified in the staff report. The applicant, following public testimony, has an opportunity to provide clarifying information and rebut testimony of opponents. And at that point, we close public testimony. Prior to the close of public testimony, any participant may request an opportunity to submit new evidence or testimony related to the approval criteria. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open. If the record is held open, it will be held open for 7 days to allow the new evidence to be submitted. The record will then be held open for an additional 7 days, a total extension of 14 days, to allow the applicant and all other interested parties time to respond to the new evidence with further additional evidence. The record will then close to all parties except the applicant, and the applicant will have 7 days for a total extension of 21 days to submit final written arguments that address all the new evidence submitted during the first 14 days of the extension. No new evidence may be submitted by the applicant during this final 7 day period. This hearing is part of the official record, and all people testifying today are asked to submit a copy of any factual information, testimony, photos, drawings, any other evidence that can assist the commission in reaching a decision. These materials will be maintained as part of the record. Following public testimony, the record is officially closed to all parties and the commission will meet to deliberate and vote on the request. If the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. And at the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken at that time, but interested parties are welcome to attend. Failure of any participant to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the Design Commission and all other parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, that's LUBA, based on that issue. And failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the Design Commission an opportunity to respond precludes an action for damages in circuit court under ORS 197.796. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, the motion fails. And for type threes, the commission's decision on the case is final unless appealed to city council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with the Multnomah County Recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with the notice of the commission's action. And finally, this hearing is recorded and we ask that all speakers give their name and mailing address before speaking. So all of that about the type three is relevant to our first case today, which is the Northbound 30 Collaborative, and our third case today, which is the analog. And because the Montana and Jessup proposal is an appeal, there is separate reading to be done for that, which I will do when we get to that agenda item. So let's move directly to the agenda and begin with items of interest. Stacy, I think I will look to you to see if there are any items of interest to share today.
Staff doesn't have any items of interest other than to announce that the September 3rd Design Commission meeting has been canceled. We have no items on that agenda, and we have some commissioners that are not able to attend, so it's been canceled. If commissioners have any other items, we can either push that discussion till the end so we can get started on this lengthy agenda, or we can do that now. Otherwise, that's it for staff.
Okay, let's check in with other commissioners. Does anyone have an item of interest to share?
No.
No, okay, we're all good. If that's the case, let's move directly